This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. The Michigan Education Association has just published results of a survey of its members, 29,000 Michigan school teachers in the state's public schools. And they responded to questions about COVID-19 and the vaccination process. 90% said that they wanted to be vaccinated. And there are more results of interest that are part of this data. Doug Pratt is MEA's Director of Public Affairs, and he joins us now. Doug, welcome to Stateside.
Glad to be with you, April.
So how are Michigan's educators able to get vaccines right now? We do know that some districts were trying to do their own vaccination effort, and it seems like in other counties, folks were advised to make their own appointments or try to get scheduled through their providers.
So it really is varies across the state. And we've seen varying degrees of vaccination across different counties, but in general, we've seen almost two-thirds of educators in the state in the process of getting vaccinated. About half of those surveyed have received their first shot, close to 7% are scheduled to do so, and about a little over 6% have already gotten both doses. But that still leaves about a third of school employees in the state waiting to get their vaccination, and we need to stay focused on that. But we are doing a lot better than other states in the country, and that's due in large part to Governor Whitmer and the administration prioritizing vaccination for educators.
Do you have a sense of how many districts, if any, were able to actually provide doses?
You know, it depends on the county. I know there are some. Grand Traverse, the Traverse City School District, I know did. There are several others that managed to get kind of everybody in mass done at once. But it all depends on the supply. We know the supply of the vaccine is the biggest trick in this, and different counties having different compositions of people who needed to be vaccinated as part of the 1A group. In terms of educators, though, we did find that the majority who are receiving shots are scheduling it on their own. They're not going through their employers. That's problematic. It's something that hopefully we can continue to improve on, as well as making sure that higher education faculty and staff are eligible to get the vaccine. They're not currently eligible. But, you know, there's room for improvement. There's room to move forward. But compared to data that was released yesterday from the National Education Association, they found just 18% of educators across the country have been vaccinated so far. And so we are ahead of the curve, thanks to the steps we've taken here in Michigan.
Hey, Doug, of the teachers who have been vaccinated or have at least gotten their first shot, do you have any information from the survey about where those folks are? We know that a great majority of the state's school kids are located, you know, in Southeast, in the metro areas. I was just curious about where the dry spots are in terms of vaccination at this point.
You know, we found a few places that were behind the curve, beneath the state average. The state average was about 63% of people who were either vaccinated or in process. Among those that were operating ahead of the curve, Wayne County, Kent County and Grand Rapids, Oakland was right about at the average, a little bit ahead. Macomb was a little bit below. Washtenaw was actually the lowest in the state in terms of vaccination, but that's due, again, in large part to supply and the makeup of the county and the number of people who needed to be vaccinated as part of the 1A group. So there's a lot of work to continue doing, and we've got on our website at MEA.org all the details about county-level vaccination rates at this point. Keeping in mind, this is changing every day. Every day, educators are getting appointments, are getting the vaccination. And so these numbers, you know, are a good snapshot in time, but they're going to shift very quickly.
Do you feel like you learned some things about that percentage of teachers who have said that they don't want a vaccination?
You know, it's pretty small. Only just short of 7% flatly said they don't want to get the vaccine. There's another group, small group that's unsure, but generally speaking, Educators are listening to the science and want to get this vaccine for their own safety and the safety of their students.
So I guess the big question is, what does all this mean for the return to in-person learning? And I ask that with the understanding that there are districts out there that have already done so. However, there are some pretty big population areas that are still waiting.
Sure. We found in the survey that the level of concern amongst educators about safety when it comes to in-person is still really high. 42% said they were very concerned, but it's worth noting the intensity of that concern has lessened since November, when we asked a similar question in a survey and found that 56% were very concerned. And so those numbers are moving in the right direction. We know that safety measures are still going to need to be a part of this at the local level. We're going to have to adhere to things like masking, like social distancing, air quality, things that federal funding that has been put forward in DC for schools can help remedy once the legislature finally moves to get that money appropriated to school districts, which they need to do right away. In the end, returning to in-person learning, providing those options, is something that, because of bipartisan state law, is a local decision. It's going to vary from place to place, and we've got to let that process work out, but it's important that educators have a voice in that process, and we think survey data like this can help to guide those decisions, to keep a focus on safety, but in the end, those local decisions are going to need to be made with educators in the room and part of those conversations.
Maybe it's inevitable that at a time when vaccine doses are still relatively scarce, there is going to be a lot of anger and a lot of frustration amongst everyone who feels like they were ready for a dose yesterday. They were ready for a dose 2 months ago. We have heard from some essential workers. These might be people who are working in retail, who were frustrated to see teachers put in the 1B category. I mean, have there been any conversations within the MEA about, I mean, obviously your job is to represent your membership, but about how to talk to people about the relative importance of kids returning to the classroom, and maybe to address the feeling that teachers are jumping the line?
Well, I can say personally, you know, I'm at high risk. I, just like everybody, am ready for return to some sense of normalcy. But I'm glad that the people who are charged with helping to educate my kids are getting vaccinated. It's a matter of their safety. It's a matter of my kids' safety. And in the end, it comes back to my safety. If the students returning to in-person learning are, you know, protected because the people they're in contact, the adults they're in contact with on a day-to-day basis are vaccinated, that means less likelihood that they're going to be bringing that disease back home into my house. There is no perfect solution during a pandemic. We're making choices. We're doing the best we can. In the end, if we want to make sure that schools have in-person learning options, we've got to make sure that we're taking care of safety. And that means vaccination. That means adhering to virus mitigation measures. And by the way, that's both inside the schools and outside. Everybody in the community has a responsibility to mask up, to avoid large social gatherings, to make sure that it's safe to return to things that are critical to our society, like educating our kids.
One last thing, Doug. I know that your survey asked teachers about their current work method as of today's date. Just because some districts have returned to face-to-face learning doesn't mean that every one of their teachers are in a classroom. What did you find out?
Well, of the respondents, about 46% are in person, another 25% are hybrid, splitting time with groups of students in person, but also with a virtual piece. About 20% were teaching virtually, but a lot of those are in districts where in-person learning options are available, but they, as educators, are working exclusively with students who've chosen virtual learning. But just in general, nationally, about 64% of educators are working in school buildings all or part of the time. We're ahead of that pace.
Doug Pratt is Director of Public Affairs at the Michigan Education Association. Thanks, Doug.
My pleasure.